I'm Vince Ferrote, and this is The Daily Refill. Let's start off with some global news that has gained traction recently. It focuses on the English Prime Minister, Boris Johnson. While England and most of the world was in forced lockdown for COVID, Johnson disregarded restrictions and attended parties, while others couldn't even visit homebound and ailing family members. His hypocrisy has created a great deal of resentment and doubt around whether he is fit to lead. This revelation comes at the same time as many are suffering from severe lockdown restrictions in Shanghai, and while debate about the help and harm of lockdowns revs up again. Despite all of this, Johnson escaped being ousted from office by Parliament. Also, many view his handling of the Ukraine war favorably, including the Ukrainian president himself. While Johnson cleared this hurdle, his future will be determined by how he navigates the coming year in office. In national news, discussions and debates about gun violence and regulation have continued across the country in the wake of mass shootings in Buffalo, New York, Uvalde, Texas, and Tulsa, Oklahoma. Some bishops have waded into the debate as well. Cardinal Supich of Chicago expressed that the right to bear arms has to always be put in appropriate relationship with the right to life, and stressed that elected officials have a moral duty to protect our children. Likewise, Archbishop Gomez of Los Angeles prayed that God give wisdom and prudence to law enforcement and public officials as they navigate these events and how to move forward from them. Even Pope Francis weighed in, decrying the indiscriminate trafficking of weapons, and he prayed that anyone tempted to violence would choose fraternal solidarity and love instead. Let's join the bishops in their prayer and concern for these suffering communities, especially in this dark and difficult time.
This has been The Daily Refill. For more, visit SpokeStreet.com.